It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Coming up, business contributor Rebecca Harris on acing that job interview. But first...
This is Speaking Volumes. I'm Josh Rollerson. Lori Jaquila is a poet and a writing teacher who appreciates clean, honest prose. She stopped by our Southside studios to offer a few favorites.
I'm teaching this semester, and it always gives me a good reason to reread Movable Feast by Ernest Hemingway. So I just reread that for about the 30th time.
Are we having a little Hemingway moment in the culture right now? It seems like a lot of people are going back to that.
I hope so. Yeah. That would be wonderful. Yeah, I mean, it's a really good time to read Hemingway. I mean, this idea of truth is really important. He, of course, in Movable Feast says, you know, write one true sentence and then write another one. And our culture, I think a little truth is a good thing right now. And his ideas about grace under pressure are really useful right now as well. That Hemingway code that's really clear in the books and in everything he does. So, yeah, I hope we're having a moment. We should have a moment.
Do you see writers kind of moving back toward that prose style that was so influential over the last century?
Well, I would say there are a couple different ways to think about that. I think on the one hand, you have people that are getting more and more obscure. You know, people that are interested in language, poetry, or sentences, like just sort of as if they exist sort of separate from narrative. And then you have the other school that is more moving towards clarity and narrative and those clean, pure, if we want to talk about sentences, really direct, true sentences. So I think we have both happening in culture right now. I tend to, you know, lean in the Hemingway direction myself. And I mean, and Joan Didion would fall into that too. I think she's really just an honest, pure kind of writer, very fearless and clear.
And what have you been reading by Didion lately?
Blue Nights, and of course, which is the follow-up to the Year of Magical Thinking, which was earlier. And Blue Nights is, of course, about her loss of her daughter, Quintana, but it's also about aging, and it's a really fearless look at the aging process and, you know, mortality, of course, in Didion's way. And she's, you know, just constantly, I love her because she constantly questions everything. She's just trying to think it out on the page and discover something true about the world.
What are your students bringing you lately?
I had a student all the other day. It was the most wonderful experience. He had a book by John Fante, who's one of my favorite writers, Brotherhood of the Grape, on his desk. And I stopped dead and said, "Do you read Fante?" And he said, "Well, I'm just starting." He said, "I was looking for Ask the Dust, but I couldn't find it. Somebody stole it from the library." I said, "Somebody stole John Fante. That's wonderful news. Like, somebody stole it." And then I said, "Do you read Bukowski?" And he opened his book bag and pulled out two Bukowski books. It's like one of those moments as a teacher where you're just so happy. And then he sent me a note later and said, "Have you ever heard of this guy named Richard Brodigan?" And I said, "Yes." I said, "Who put you here?" I felt like I was being punked. I mean, it was like that exciting.
Well, I don't know. I think those guys never really go out of fashion on campus. Undergraduates always kind of like Bukowski.
Bukowski is like always like sort of expected, but to find like a kid with a John Fante book is like less so.
What are you anticipating that's coming out soon? Or is there anything in particular that you're looking forward to reading?
I want to read Salman Rushdie's new memoir. That's like at the top of my list right now. I love that he's referring to himself in the third person, which is such a strange thing. And
with this alter ego of his?
But he's saying, you know, I heard an interview with him too after that, sort of explaining that away. And he said, you know, when something like that happens to you, you are a different person. It's like you're looking at your life from outside. And it was just a really interesting angle on all of that, and so timely, right?
Timely,
now.
Yeah, very much so.
Yeah.
All right, Lori, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thanks for having me.
Lori Jaquila teaches writing at Chatham University and at the Pitt Greensburg campus. Learn about her new poetry collection at LoriJaquilaWritesBooks.com. You'll find the link and the correct spelling at WESA.FM. There you'll also find past episodes of Speaking Volumes and an invitation to submit your own recommendations for possible inclusion in a future program. Drop a line by email or on Twitter at Booksburg. Speaking Volumes on 90.5 WESA is supported by Chautauqua Institution in Western New York. It's time to live and to learn at Chautauqua. Thanks for listening.